So Rory, looking ahead to the Harvest Rally 2018, the entry list was released earlier this week, and there's not been too many occasions this year that an event has had a full entry, but it seems to be the Donegal is the mark, is the place that everybody wants to rally. 159 cars, that includes the juniors, are going to take to the stages on Saturday week. There's a reserve list of around 40 there, so once again, rallying is a sport that's popular in Donegal and continues to grow, which is, I suppose, not like we've seen in the rest of the country, Rory.
No, it sort of bucks the trend a wee bit, I've seen from the rest of the country. If you bear in mind, the Cork 20 International Rally was on last weekend, and I think the entry was not far in excess of 70 drivers. Like, and, you know, in terms of the entry for the Harvest Rally is, like, we've almost twice that here, and we've still got some on the reserve. So, you know, we're really lucky in that regard, whereby, obviously, you need as many entries as possible to make the whole thing viable. So the fact that we're oversubscribed is a very positive sign for rally sport in this region.
Yeah. It's a positive sign, but for competitors, it's positive as well that they have events like this in the Northwest to compete in and get a run out, because they don't get too many opportunities during the year, Roy.
Well, I would say, Oisin, and you know, when you look at the Harvest Rally, it's a established rally in the rally calendar every year, run by the Donegal Motor Club. And this year, Sam Pearson is the clerk of the course. He's new to the job and young man, and I wish him every success with it. He's brought some very good new ideas to it, which is to be welcomed, and he's rewarded with the entry. So we just hope it all runs successfully on the day. But if you consider it with Sligo and maybe Monaghan and rallies that gets in the border region, like, it's very good that we have, you know, it's rally sport is very vibrant in these regions. Like.
Yeah. You mentioned changes there. Before we look at the entry list, we'll maybe look at the stages. You know some of them. A lot of it's new. Is it a bold move then by Sam and his committee to shake things up and put a lot of neutral stuff in there that people don't know about?
Well, I think so. Why? Because it's good to go and maybe go to areas whereby the rally hasn't been before, you know, or not for a good for a number of years. For example, the first stage is up at Trustlock, up at Meanrea, and it's a very good stage, and it's held over there along the Tyrone border, and it's ideal rally country. We've done the stage many times before in the Donegal International Rally and also in the Harvest Rally. But it's an area, again, that's been rested for a good few years, and by and large, the general public and that general area are very welcoming of the rally. So, you know, that's a very good stage. Another stage down at Castlefin, actually, it's called Alt, and it runs up and between Castlefin and the border again. Starts on the Castlefin, Castlelair Road, and ends down in Claddy Village. And, you know, very good stage. I believe this stage has never been run by the Motor Club before. I think maybe Circuit of Ireland way back in the mid-90s was the last time that stage has been used. So there again, you find when you go to these regions, the rally's welcome because it's not overused, and it brings a bit of interest to the area on the Saturday. The third stage is Cairn Owen Hill, which sort of runs between far side of Castlefin and Liscooley, up in the hills around Cairn Owen and Backlin. This stage, again, new stage to the rally. You know, it's normally when you're rallying Donegal, it's very specialised, but these stages do away with that. So it's brand new stage, brand new pace notes, so everything's new and a bigger challenge for the drivers.
Yeah, would they be flowing fast stages, given that it's in the Finn Valley region? You've rallied there many a time before. Are a good territory for it?
Very good territory. It's not like the traditional stages that you find in West Donegal, or, you know, like, not even West, North and West Donegal, in areas whereby we go to Fannet or you go to Glen and Atlantic Drive and even over to Hornhead in them directions, you know, whereby you have mountain-type roads. Over here in the Finn Valley, you've got sort of good countryside roads, and you have a lot of agricultural machinery and farm activity, so the roads tend to be a wee bit slippier and a wee bit muddier in places. So, brings a new challenge to the drivers.
Donna Kelly and Conor Foley are the top seeds, followed by the Moffat brothers, Declan Boyle, Joseph McGonigal. I suppose, first of all, up for Donna, he'd be looking to make up for the disappointment of the international earlier in the year, and he'd be looking to end this year with victory on another home event.
Oh, for sure, right. Donna had the disappointment of going out to Donegal on the second stage, on the third stage, on Friday. So I don't believe he's done too much since in that car, but he'll be back with a vengeance anyway, pushing on to try and win this rally. He's got Josh Moffat hot in his tail there as well, and then followed by Sam. But I realise Sam is in the R5 car, which maybe hasn't the performance of the world cars. Further on, of course, you have Declan Boyle, and Declan's very obvious, very competitive here. And Declan and James O'Brien on their World Rally Car Fiesta, fantastic car as well to see on the stage. Is Joseph McGonigal's there in the Mini WRC as well. And Joe's been enjoying great success this year with that car. Mm-hmm. And you never know, this could be the event he cracks for the win.
As for Declan Boyle, he knows he needs a top eight finish. Is that hard to manage? You've had to manage a lot of situations and scenario in motorsport, Rory. What's it going to be like for Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly knowing that a top eight finish is required to seal the championship? Is there more pressure trying to do that than what there is going for an outright one?
Well, in some ways there is, Oisin, I suppose, really. It's like Declan has to go to this rally and manage the rally, and like his ultimate goal is to finish in the top eight and win the championship. That's what he's here for. But, you know, rally drivers are, by their very nature, like, it's all about getting from A to B in the quickest time possible. And that's second nature to Declan. But to come and have to drive at maybe 7 or 8 tenths isn't ideal. And by the way, I have every confidence that he's a good, experienced driver and a very good co-driver as well there. And the boys know what they're doing, and I fully expect that they'll do a professional job and win the championship on Saturday without too much difficulty.
Yeah. Just outside of that, Callum Devine and Gareth McHale are going to battle out in the R5s as well. Good to see Gareth McHale back in a rally car. It's been a while, but he's returned in the latter part of 2018.
Oh, for sure. McHale's are synonymous with rallying throughout Ireland and great supporters of Donegal events for many, many years, with Father Austin, brother Aaron, and now Gareth still making a bit of a comeback here. So him and Brian Murphy are there in number 8 in an R5 Fiesta. I think they did the Clare rally
yeah,
a few weeks ago, and it was good to get that run out to get back into it again, and I expect to be a good bit faster here. Yeah. But don't forget number 7, Callum Devine there. Callum's from Derry, and he comes here and is R5 Fiesta as well. And Callum's been competing on the Junior World Championship up until now and showing tremendous pace. So he'd be no snitch either. He'd be no pushover, I can assure you.
Right, we're going to go to the two-wheel drive category. So we are outside of that. Well, before we go to the two-wheels, Frank Ray and Joe McNulty are there in a Subaru S11. Subaru, a trusty car. They'll be looking to give the boys ahead of them some trouble. But in the Mark IIs, there's a long list of two-wheel drives here, Roy. I know you're going to be part of it because you're going to sit alongside John Bonner. Watch out for car number 23. But David Bogie's the man that's coming from Scotland. He's won the National Rally in June, and now he's coming looking to win the Harvest. He's a big name, and he's going to have a target on his back from the go, Roy.
No doubt about that. He'll have a target in his back. Incidentally as well, he's doing Rally GB at this moment in time over in Rally Wheels GB. So wish him every success in that in the WRC. But it's great to see David back again, him and John Roan as co-drivers from County Antrim. So a regular competitor in Donegal as well. So it's great to see David coming back here to take on all the hot shots here. So, you know, he'd be the man to beat. But nevertheless, Kevin Eaves there, who's the Irish National Tarmac Champion. Yeah. He won it last
Irish
weekend.
Modified.
So Kevin won that last week in Cork, so we wish him or congratulate him on that. But he's here this week again, and he'd be, you know, Donegal man as well, so he'd be pushing on and trying to, you know, come up with a win. Declan Gallagher, too, to start it. The Bulkman's very fast, and he had a good run, I think, last week as well. Some issues, but still in all, again, expect him to be very fast here. Gary Kiernan, Jonathan Pingle, Stuart Darcy. Where does it end, Oisin? Like, all these two-wheel drive boys on their day can win this event, and, you know, it's anybody's guess, really.
Yeah. There's a list of about maybe 12 there that can end up in the top three in the modified section of that event. But we can't forget about the lower classes as well. I know we can't mention everybody that's on the entry list, but the guys fighting at the front have their job to do, and they want to take an outright one. But the guys that are fighting in the various different classes who are running later on the road, winning their classes is just as important to them, Rory.
Oh, it's absolutely, Oisin, I can't emphasise that enough, really, that even though whoever goes to win the rally outright wins it outright, it takes the exact same effort to win class one or class two. Like, it's the exact same effort and preparation and mental strength and so on and so forth. So right down the whole entry list, like, you've gotten different classes throughout. I think we've got maybe 20 different classes in the entire rally. So, you know, there's lots up for grabs there. You have 149 odd drivers in the rally, and you know, everybody's going to be rooting to do the best they can. You can be rest assured of that.
Yeah, because they're the heart of the rally too. These are the club men. These are the guys that put every spare hour that they have and every spare minute under it, Rory, and every last penny as well. And there's no big teams behind these boys. It's just maybe I'm their co-driver, and they have to do everything. So they do.
Well, that's right. That's really essentially that's clubman rallying, and that's where rallying begins. This event is just maybe above entry level, if you like, in rally terms. But you know, right down through the whole entry list, you have people who are made great sacrifices to get there. They might only do this event; could be their only one event in the year they do, maybe one or two. So you know, you have to give them every credit for getting their cars prepared, because the standard of preparation has to be very high to meet the safety standards. So you have to give everybody top marks and getting there and getting their car out, and you know. Right down the whole entry list, wish everybody every success, because I certainly know what it takes, because these are the rallies I started out on too, and you know, I've even driven on the Harvest Rally many times and enjoyed a good bit of success too. But I know
you finished them, did you?
I finished most of them, I think. Yeah. I think I finished most of them, which I'm obviously delighted to do. But you know, going back to the classes, like my first rally was the Harvest Rally with my father way back in. I can't even remember, is that long ago? That was the very first event I started out on. So, you know, this event for everybody is, you know, the challenge is there. Everybody's going for their individual class. And as I say, it takes, you know, it takes the same preparation and the same effort to win the classes as it does to win the rally outright.
Yeah. We don't want to know what your strategy is going to be with John, because you're going to try and catch a couple of boys ahead of you on the entry list and on the road. But at an overall stem of things, what's a strategy to win the Harvest Rally? There's only 9 stages. It's one day. It's not as long as the International. Do you have to be on it from the very start, come 9:15 in the morning, Roy?
Well, I think so, Oisin. Really, the best strategy we use are the best form of defence is attack. And always on the first stage, when we go to the rally, we try to come out fighting, the same as a boxer, come out and try and beat his opponent. Like, so it's we always try and come out and put our best foot forward for the first couple of stages and set down the mark, you know. But, you know, that's why we think, but quite a lot of other people think the same. Yeah. And that's why you always have the rallies very close and very little between us. But, like, the first stage up at Mean Rea is 16K long. It's quite a, you know, it's quite a proper stage, you know, and there's lots of twists and turns and, you know, it's a stage that you could earn a bit of time in. Then you go over to Castlefin, 12K stage, and Lascoulie, 12K stage. So, like, it's 40K in the loop, so it's going to be very testing. And, you know, whoever wins this rally will certainly know the route, because I know the roads, general idea of the roads in that area. And, you know, twisty, lots of jumps and bumps, but more importantly, lots of slippery surfaces as well that you have to contend with on the day.
And you have to get yourself right and the car right before the start of that stage one. It's going to be an early start in the morning. Conditions are going to play a part. The tyres have to be right, that they're up to the right temperature. There's a lot of other factors on there, Rory.
Well, the very nature of rally sport is that you have all these mechanical factors as well. It's not just yourself. You're depending on so much. It's man and machine at the end of the day, so you're depending on so much else, and a little thing can go wrong and you're out of the rally. But, you know, you make your best preparations and you put the plan in place, and then on the day, hopefully it all goes according to plan. Like.
Okay, put your head in the block then, Rory. Who's going to win the Harvest Rally in 2018 before they get underway? Who do you think is going to be the man at the finish ramp that's going to finish first? And plus, we'll get your thoughts on who's going to be the leading two-wheel drive as well, since you're involved.
Well, to put my head in the chopping block, I really can't see past Donna in this particular instance. Donna has proved himself more than capable of winning these type rallies. And I feel he'd come back with a wee bit of vengeance here to try and get on with it and get back on the podium. So really, that'll be my bet to win outright. And Sam Moffat now will have something to say about that, and so will Declan Boyd. But by the nature of Declan going for his top 8 finish, I think it may rule him out of overall contention if he's not prepared to push that far. Like, Joe McGonigal obviously will be there as well. So, but anyway, if you ask me straight out, I would have to say Donna and Conor Foley would be my favourites.
Straight out of the modified, you sort of you stepped away from that one, Rory.
Well, the modifieds aren't new for me. I've sat on with John a couple of times, or we've done the Monaghan Rally and the Harvest Rally and the Lark in the Park last year, and we did quite well on the Harvest Rally last year. But I suppose it's hard to say. I suppose, like I say, there's a lot of boys here that you couldn't ignore, like David Bogie, Kevin Eaves, Gary Kiernan, John. I don't know where you would stop with this. Gary McPhillips, Damien Turry, Stephen Toner, Brian Brogan, Isaac Patterson. If I just get a pen and just point at any one of them boys, and just by, I would have to say, looking at that, I would have to fancy Kevin Eaves.
Right, okay. If you're going with Kevin Eaves and Donna Kelly. Listen, Rory, enjoy your run on the Harvest next weekend. You and John Bonner out the Mark 2. Watch out for car number 23. Thanks for talking to us. Thanks, Rory.
Cheers, Oisin. Thanks for your time.